This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Government and major political parties agree to ensure a conducive environment for March 5 elections. With 71 days remaining for the elections, parties intensify proportional representation list preparations. Authorities urge public to take precautions as cold wave and dense fog disrupt daily life across the country. And Ukraine loses embattled eastern town amid Russian advances. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki and top leaders of the three major political parties held a meeting with President Ramchandra Paudil at Sitel Niwas yesterday, agreeing to work together to ensure a conducive environment for the upcoming March 5 House of Representatives elections. According to the President's Secretariat, the meeting was attended by Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba, CPN-UML Chair and former Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, and Coordinator of the Nepali Communist Party and former Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. This was the first such joint meeting since the early September Genzi movement. Discussions focused on the current political situation and preparations for the March 5 polls. President Paudil stressed that elections are the most appropriate means to address the country's complex and sensitive circumstances and urged all political forces to act responsibly to ensure their success. President's press advisor Kiran Pokharel said the leaders also agreed to hold further detailed discussions on to strengthen the election environment. The meeting underscored a shared commitment by the government and major parties to political stability and a credible electoral process. With 71 days remaining until the election of the members of the House of Representatives, political parties have intensified internal preparations, particularly for the proportional representation system, while the Election Commission has stepped up its election-related work. The Election Commission is moving ahead with preparations for the House of Representatives election and National Assembly elections simultaneously. District judges have been already appointed as election officers for the National Assembly election scheduled for January 25, 2026. As the deadline for submitting closed candidate list under the proportional system approaches, parties represented in the dissolved lower house, along with newly registered parties, are holding consultations to finalize their list. According to Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai, 93 political parties have applied to take part in the proportional representation system for the lower house election. The Commission has issued a detailed timetable and also provided training to parties on candidate selection. The deadline for forming inclusive groups based on revised population-based percentages and submitting closed list has been set for December 28 and 29. The revised proportional framework is based on data from the National Population Census 2078 Bikram Sambat, aiming to ensure a more inclusive and transparent electoral process. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel has said the government's outreach to political party offices is aimed at sending a clear message of its commitment to holding free, fair and timely elections. Minister Kharel, along with Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Anil Kumar Sinha, visited the offices of the Nepali Congress in Sanepa, CPN-UML in Chiasal, Lalitpur and the Nepali Communist Party in Pradesh Dada, which were damaged during the Genzi movement. They assessed the damage and held discussions with party representatives. Speaking to the media after inspecting the party offices, Minister Kharel, who is also the government spokesperson, said the visits were intended to exert positive pressure on political parties and assure them that preparations for the elections are on track. Likewise, Law Minister Sinha said there was no alternative to resolving political concerns through dialogue and moving forward with elections. The ministers are scheduled to visit the offices of the Janamat Party, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and Rashtriya Swatantra Party today. The Department of Passport has announced that it will now issue passports within 2 working days following the arrival of 396,000 new passport booklets. The department said it is operating at full capacity and will prioritize personalization and distribution to applicants from district offices, area administration offices and Nepali missions abroad. Applicants who submitted their request by December 1st are expected to receive their new passports by December 30th, with others to be served gradually thereafter. Officials noted that distribution process will now be smooth thanks to the availability of the new passport booklets. The government had previously decided to procure 700,000 booklets to meet interim demand. The government has withdrawn the recent increase in health examination fees for Nepali workers seeking foreign employment and reinstated the previous rate of ₹6,500 per person. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Rajendra Singh Bhandari yesterday confirmed that the decision to raise the fee to ₹9,500 announced on November 16 has been revoked following criticism from foreign employment entrepreneurs. The decision is expected to ease financial pressure on migrant workers and address concerns raised by stakeholders in foreign employment sector. Nepal Rashtra Bank has made public a report by the Banking Sector Reforms Recommendation Task Force calling for wide-ranging structural reforms to address persistent weaknesses in the country's banking system. The task force, led by former Governor Dr. Rewat Bahadur Karki, was formed to recommend solutions to problems arising from a sluggish economy, excess liquidity, rising non-performing loans and growing non-banking investments. The report concludes that structural reforms are unavoidable at a time when investment has weakened and liquidity remains largely idle. China's ambassador to Nepal, Chen Song, paid a farewell call on President Ramchandra Pauhdel at Sitel Nivas yesterday. According to the Office of the President, the meeting focused on Nepal-China relations and issues of mutual interest and cooperation. On the occasion, President Pauhdel thanked the ambassador for his contributions and for completing his tenure in Nepal. Executive Chairperson of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Dr. Mohendra Bista, has said that producing and broadcasting truthful, factual and citizen-focused content is the foremost responsibility of the public broadcaster. Speaking at a program at Radio Nepal yesterday to honor retired employees of Radio Nepal, Dr. Bista noted that Radio Nepal and Nepal Television now operate under a single public service broadcasting framework, calling on all stakeholders to combine experience with innovation to meet the demands of changing times. On the occasion, Acting Chief Administrative Officer Vishnuram Nyopane said the institution should draw lessons from the experience and dedication of retired employees and work collectively for its future progress. Temperatures have been steadily dropping across the country in recent days, with cold waves and dense fog disrupting daily life, particularly in the Tarai region. Meteorologist at the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, Hari Prasad Dahal, said no weather system causing rainfall has developed and westerly winds remain inactive, resulting in persistent fog in the Tarai. Most of the districts in the Tarai region are experiencing thick fog and cold waves, while weather conditions in the mountainous region remain generally fair, with snowfall reported in higher elevations. The cold has significantly impacted daily life, prompting some local governments to temporarily close schools and declare winter holidays, while firewood is being distributed and public fires are lit to provide relief from the cold. Children, senior citizens, daily wage earners and people suffering from respiratory-related illnesses have been the most affected. Administration offices have urged the public to take necessary precautions to protect themselves from the cold wave. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Ukrainian forces have withdrawn from the eastern town of Seversk amid continued Russian advances in the Donbas region. Ukraine's military said the decision was taken to protect soldiers' lives and preserve combat capability, citing Russia's significant advantage in manpower. Seversk, once home to about 11,000 people, has been largely destroyed, and its fall brings Russian forces closer to the last major Ukrainian-held strongholds in the Donetsk region. The withdrawal came as Russia carried out large-scale overnight drone and missile attacks across Ukraine. Russia now controls about 75% of Donetsk and nearly all of neighboring Luhansk. Meanwhile, Ukraine reportedly struck a petrochemical plant in southern Russia, causing a fire but no casualties. Diplomatic efforts led by the United States continued, but no breakthrough was reported, with Kiev rejecting territorial concessions despite mounting pressure. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the mist and fog are likely to persist until noon in the Tarai areas of Kosi province and throughout the day in the remaining Tarai regions. Likewise, the weather will likely remain mainly fair in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of the westerly winds across the country at present, and the temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 6 to 8 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 17 and 19 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Government and major political parties agree to ensure a conducive environment for March 5 elections. With elections 71 days away, parties intensify proportional representation list preparations. Authorities urge public to take precautions as cold wave and dense fog disrupt daily life across the country. And Ukraine loses embattled eastern town amid Russian advances. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at radionepalonline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.